Now time for our Jefferson West locker room chat here tonight on KNZA. It's presented by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. We're joined by the Tigers girls basketball coach in Justin Schwinn. And a lot to talk about here. You know, you guys are going to get one more game before the break here on Thursday night. We'll talk about Nemaha Central in a moment. But you guys were off to a great start, 3-0. And then you guys got that first league game on Tuesday night on the road at Royal Valley. Panthers able to get the win, 40-35. And, you know, we were talking a little bit off air. It was just one of those nights. The bucket's just simply not there, and the shots weren't falling for you.
Absolutely. This is a night that we've had 3 weeks in a row that, or three games that we really – seemed to put it all together. Obviously, if we can get better. And then last night we did. We faced some adversity. Shots weren't falling. We were missing layups. We got just frustrated and got sped up ourselves. And I think we just have to learn from that. We got a lot of, we got several young girls that are playing that have got to learn from this. And even our upperclassmen have to learn from this. But when things aren't going right, we just got to find what is going to work for us and attack that.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, last week we talked about your freshman and Brindley Koontz, who was off to just a tremendous start. And, you know, again, a freshman, you know, there's going to be a lot of learning curves and some adversity, maybe trying to do a little bit too much with it. But her stats through the first three games were just absolutely, you know, off the charts. You know, seeing how she's played in the first three games and then just trying to, you know, try to get her in the right mindset in a tough game, you know, against Royal Valley. You know, just talk about that from a coaching aspect and just trying to build these girls up.
Yeah, there's no doubt Brindley is quite talented, and we're going to rely on her a lot throughout the season. And she has to understand, and the team has to understand, some nights she's not, just not going to be on. And then last night she ended up with 12 points, but it was a rough night for her, and she knows it. And, I have all the confidence in the world that she's going to respond well and come back. We've been fighting sickness as a team, and she's struggling with that. But she's going to be just fine. I think this is going to be a good tool for her to learn from and for the team to learn from moving forward as we attack the Big East League, which is not an easy thing. We go against whoever you play, whether they have a winning record or a 1-3 record. You have to come out and be ready to compete and finish every night.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, speaking of Royal Valley, you know, it could be a team that might be middle of the pack, but they got a 1-2 combo that's about as good as any 1-2 combo in the league with, you know, Kiwe Miller and Wawasik as well. But Nemaha Central, the opponent Thursday night, one more game before the holiday break, and you get a couple of weeks off. You know, Nemaha, they had a ton of turnover. You know, they lost a heavy senior class. They're always going to be in it, no doubt about it, but they're kind of rebuilding some things over there, and they're coming off a loss to Valley Heights, who's a top 10 team, you know, in the 2A classification. What can you tell us about the matchup coming your way Thursday night against Nemaha Central?
Well, they are. They lost quite a few seniors last year, but I know that their record doesn't reflect what they really are. They played Valley Heights last night, and they played this Royal Valley team first game out in the season and handled them handily. So we know we're going to have to play better, play our game, just settle in and relax and know that it's going to be a challenge, and every game in this Big East League is going to be a challenge. So we're excited for the opportunity. We just have to get ourselves right today and get ready to turn around and go back at it tomorrow.
All right, Coach, real quick, before we get you out of here, we're coming up on the Christmas holiday, just kind of closing things out with a lighthearted Christmas question. Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, my. I probably like Elf.
Okay.
That's a good one that I like to go back and watch each year. And there's multiple, but that's probably the one I'd lean on.
Okay, there it is. Good stuff. Justin Schwinn, Jefferson West girls basketball coach, 3-1 on the year going into the matchup Thursday against Nemaha Central, and then a couple weeks off before they're back to it in that first week of January. Coach, thanks again for all the time. Enjoy the holiday break, and we'll talk to you here in a few weeks.
Thank you, Brandon. Merry Christmas to you.